Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Greetings, listener dear! It's Tom!
It's Matthew!
It's Ben!
Yes, and welcome to Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, BBCC.
Very strong episode this week, I think we can all agree. And it took an unusual turn in that our guest, Darren Harriott, had... Well, he had beef of his own.
Oh, he had the grandest beef you've ever seen.
Let's get into it.
It was grand beef, yeah. If you would like to contribute to Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, don't forget you can email us, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com, and we will see you after this.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Cold Cuts.
Welcome to Beef Brothers Cold Cuts. Guest this week, dropping into the flat, it's Darren Harriott.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a total pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show.
Great to have another Midland voice on this podcast.
That's true, yeah. Because there's a few people who say they can't tell the difference between your two voices, Tom and Ben.
Yes.
Which obviously I can.
Yeah.
And now we've got a third Midland voice.
I think it's Southerners who are blind. They go like, oh, yeah, they all sound the same.
It's anything
like,
no, past Watford, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
No idea.
Do you think Southerners regard you as Northerners?
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes when you're from the Midlands, you'll just take it. You're like, yeah, go on then.
Sure,
why
fine,
not?
Fine.
I feel like Northerners, their identity is so much stronger around, like in the country, than Midlanders. And it sounds better, doesn't it? Midlander.
I'm a Midlander.
Midlander.
Midlander, ah.
I think but the thing about Midlanders, in my experience, is they. Oh God, how do I say that insulting Northerners?
Okay.
No. In fact, Midlanders to me are very open, very friendly people.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Go on, Northerners on the other hand.
Whereas Southerners and Northerners sort of stick to their. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to their own. That's what I'm trying to say. Is Southerners and Northerners are very much like. They're sort of quite. They don't. Want change? They don't want new.
Well, that's why we're
stuff.
In the middle. We're just there for peace.
The mediators,
yeah.
The mediators of Britain,
the borderlands.
Yeah, exactly.
We've never needed you more.
We're here to solve Brexit.
Oh God.
I was chatting to someone the other day. He said they grew up in the Midlands, and they said it was only when they got to university they realised there was such a thing as the North-South divide. They were like, "Oh, this is a thing. Northerners and Southerners don't get on." It was like. Because where we're from, everyone's just like, oh, yeah, everyone else is not from the Midlands.
That's true. Everyone gets on with the Midlanders. What a charmed existence you have.
You're just lovable.
You are incredibly lovable.
Lovable and likeable.
You're lovable and you're likeable. And I love and like you all.
Thank you, Matthew.
Don't tell me what you think of me. Let's just leave that. Let's leave that. Let's push that under the rug. What kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a good flatmate, Darren?
Oh, yeah, I'm a very... I keep myself to myself. I'm very clean. As well. So, like, I'll just get straight into it. I'll tell you about my house share that I'm in.
Yeah, get straight into it. Let's talk about the setup.
So, okay, I live in a house share where it's three floors, big house.
Beautiful.
Nice. Landlady
got it in, like, the divorce.
Great.
So, it's like an old, like, fashion house. I don't know everyone's name that I live with.
Seriously?
I've been there for 5 years.
How many people are we talking?
Okay, so at the top, we've got two people at the top.
Okay.
They were very nameless because you don't know
the Northerners.
Yes. I know them because they're nice. So bear in mind, there's people I really like. The two at the top, really like.
Yeah.
Nice. They've got their own kitchen, toilet, all that. It's a very nice setup they've got upstairs. It's like an attic they've got upstairs.
Are you allowed up there? Can you use the kitchen and toilet?
No, that's just their own room.
Sure.
I mean, I can knock on the door and say, hey, your pizza's here. But other than that, it's their own space.
Sure.
On my floor, the middle floor, which I think is the best floor. I'm a big fan of middle floor.
You are genuinely the Midlander.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
That's so true.
I really am. There is a couple who have moved in on my left. I like him, don't like her.
Oh,
we can come back to that.
We'll come back
to that. A girl has just left. Don't know what her name was, but she was like on the right.
How long was she there for before you?
Probably about 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
No one's ever in that room very long because it's really small and really smells. It's like a tiny little room. Oh, there's a new guy moved in. He's got loads of tattoos on his hand. It reminds me a bit like Wolverine.
Oh my God.
But
this is like Defense Against the Dark Arts in Harry Potter. It's like in that room, they never last long. They're always a bit weird.
So far, he's nice. All I know is that he smokes a lot. And then there's a guy opposite me, who is trouble. We'll come to him as well. He's a big trouble.
This is great. This is
We've fantastic. Also got downstairs a new guy who's moved in. All I know about him is that he's from Australia. He's relatively new. There was a guy before him who was there for a year. He was fine. And then there's another girl who is on the bottom floor. She's okay. So I think there's about 9 at the moment. So which is a lot of people.
That's a huge. Lot of people.
But because there's also no communal area other than a kitchen. And there's only one microwave. It used to be 2.
Oh, brutal.
But a guy left and took his mic. He literally carried it out. he literally carried it out like a boombox. He just walked out of the microwave. So either that, and we kind of, put it this way, okay, we'll go through the beefs, right?
Sure, okay. I smell this a sitcom.
They didn't know. This is great. We don't even use the listeners' beefs. We've got ready-made beefs right
I've
here.
I've talked about this so much.
Okay, let's
so
do it.
They've... they put it this way, they didn't know I did comedy until they saw me on telly. It's that sort of thing.
Oh, right? That must have been so weird for them.
But the guy saw me on telly because I was talking about him. Okay, so the guy opposite me.
This is amazing.
There's a guy opposite me, the Asian guy. We used to get along. All I knew about him was that he had a bit of a drink problem.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to say a drink problem, like, wasn't like. Like, there's sick on the floor or anything like that. But he liked to drink. You would see him sometimes a bit like slumping.
That is what a drink problem looks like.
I've got myself a drink problem.
He had a very sort of clinky recycling.
Clinky recycling.
Sure.
But he would take my drink sometimes. So I've got my own alcohol and I'd come back and go, something's been moved.
Oh,
and
no.
And he would walk in and go, my bad. And he'd give me a 20 for the bottle of whatever it was.
Oh.
And 9 times out of 10, I would get it from duty free, so I was making a profit.
Yeah, you've done right. But you were also feeding his habit.
Feeding his habit by accident. And what started happening was, right, I would buy my Diet Coke. I used to have a Diet Coke problem. I've kicked the habit, guys. You'd be glad to know.
Congratulations. I'm really pleased. How many days?
I've been about, I'd say, just before Edinburgh.
Great. Oh, right.
So, yeah, it's been about
3 months now.
And have you moved on to full fat Coke?
No, no, no. Okay. I now do a lot of waters and stuff. I've done.
Oh, okay.
I can't do full fat, guys. I mean, look, I'm not asking for an applause, but whatever. anyway,
Clarky's drunk.
He would take my Diet Coke cans every now and again and just have a can of Coke, Diet Coke. And I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't have a problem.
Sure. Would he decant a little bit of whiskey into it?
No.
It was just pure Diet Coke.
He would just open the fridge and go, hey, fine. Anyway. A few months after this, I was okay with it. It's fine. Multi-packs of cans. I didn't really care. I saw him. He was stumbling again, right? And I talk about this on stage. And I said to him, I said, oh, how are you doing? You're right? And he was fine. Yeah, he was a bit stumbling on the street as we were leaving the station. And he goes, Darren, I got something to tell you. And I was like, what? I take your Diet Coke cans. I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. He goes, I smoke crack. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
What do you mean you smoke crack? Where did that come from? And he goes, that's how you do it. You use the Diet Coke cans. You put a hole in the side and you burn it. That's how you do it. You need like the aluminium thing to burn crack. And I'm like,
I've never heard it.
Does it have to be diet?
Diet. Well,
make it a little bit better.
I'm not a monster.
There's less calories. You know, you've got to think about your diabetes. And so he told
they
me.
They are always very thin.
That's true.
They are, yeah.
And bad teeth. So
so I said to him, I said, okay. And turns out he's been doing it for months. Like he's
really got a taste for it.
You would never. He doesn't look like your stereotypical crackhead. He's a Sikh guy who works in IT and drives a really decent car. And my thought was like, well, can't you just get your own cans? Like, why are you smoking crack? And I said to him, was
that
like,
your first reaction?
kind of.
You've started smoking crack. Well, can you use your own cans?
Can you use your own cans, please? And are you recycling the cans at least at the end? And I said to him, I said, what, mate? I should say, it's a very, like everybody in the house is very normal, but anyway, okay.
Doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And I said to her, I said, okay, so like, it's been going on for a few weeks and a few months and all this sort of stuff. I said to him, I said, what does it feel like to smoke crack in a can in your room? And he goes, it makes me feel like I own the house. And I was like,
that's quite bleak, isn't
it? Yeah, that's very, I know, like,
what a millennial reaction to crack. It's not like, right. It makes me feel like I rule the world. It makes me feel like I own my own property.
It makes me feel like I've got
as good as property as it gets.
I know rent's expensive, mate, but bloody hell.
Come on, mate.
Dare to dream.
Yeah.
Get a little bit more out of your crack.
Well, but he's also got a motorbike as well. So it's very strange. Anyway, right, so I've known about this and okay, so this happened, right? April last year.
Okay.
Right. I'm at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and before I leave, a new housemate moves in. The girl downstairs. There's a girl downstairs, I think she's Romanian, I think, right?
Okay. Still nice no idea of her name.
I know her name now.
Okay,
I know her name now.
Right, but
because of this incident I had.
Sure.
But at the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So she's moved in. I've got a text message saying there's a new housemate. That's how we do it. It's that one of those house shares where the landlady, she doesn't bother with like saying, guys, do you guys want to meet, you know, do you guys want to sort out who moves into the house or anything like that? It's not like that at all. If somebody leaves, we'll just get a text message saying Jonathan is moving in Saturday and that's it. That's how it is.
And by the way, he's on heroin.
He's on heroin. He might
are you living in a halfway house? Is this like
I mean it's starting to feel that way.
It might be.
So I've got a text saying there's a new girl there. I'm like, fine. I come back from Melbourne and this new girl is really friendly with the guy. Let's call him Ben, the Asian crackhead guy.
Okay, let's call him Clarky. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Clarky the crackhead, sure.
Clarky the crackhead.
Okay.
And so they're really friendly. Yeah. And I've noticed it and I've gone, man, she's been here for like 3 weeks and they're really, really close. I'm like, And then me and him spoke I said to him, we're just having a little chat. And I went, I said, you and her are like really, she's only been here a week. Yeah. And I went, don't do it. I went, don't do it. And he went, what do you mean don't do it? What do you mean? I said, look, well, you know, we've seen how these things work out in the house share. Yes. I've been there a while. When you have relationships in a house share and it doesn't work out, it's a problem. It becomes
You
leave.
You don't want to be living with your ex.
It's an absolute problem. I said, listen, be careful. You know, shit where you eat. It's a problem. You might.
Anyway, we had to tell Clarky about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, go to the bathroom, Clarky.
But where do I do my crack?
In the bathroom. Where do I do my hair?
Hair crack. I said to him, I said, okay. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So that was in April. They're carried on. They're really close and friendly.
Sure.
September, me and the girl that I'm with, watching telly, having a good time, whatever. We hear screams and shouting.
Oh no.
And I'm like, I'm upstairs going, what is going on here? So I've gone downstairs and there's a big argument between him and the girl who's here. And she's running into her room and she's screaming and he is trying to kick her door in. Like,
oh God.
Like horror movie kicking her door in. You bitch, I'm gonna kill you. And I've gone down there and I've grabbed him and go, what is going on? What are we doing? And he's sort of like off his head. And then she phones the landlady and the landlady comes with her husband and her son and he's in the kitchen and it's like dealing with this guy. It's like dealing with a crazy person in a film because it's like a mental asylum. He's lost his head. He's calling everyone names saying, I don't care. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get her. I'm going to kill her, messing me about. And she is horror movies screaming down the house. With the door locked. And he keeps running, trying to get into a door.
What are you doing? Are you restraining him? Are you talking him down?
I'm not restraining him. He's like against the kitchen.
You're filming it. Offering him a coke.
Or you hear his world star.
Writing your stand-up about it.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
But he's just going off on everyone in the house. And the landlady's there. And then this is now about 1 a.m. And he runs to the door again and tries kicking the door. And I've grabbed him to calm him down. And he's grabbed me. And me and him have wrestled in the reception area. And I've threw him onto like a table, like WWE style.
Oh my God. Old school wrestling.
Yeah, old school wrestling, yeah.
I've never seen a chair across his
elbow
back.
And I threw it into the crowd.
I've gone to the top turnbuckle by now.
So my manager's trying to hold me back.
So I'm holding him on the floor. And everybody else in the house is just like, useless. They're all just scared. They don't know what's going on. And I've told him to calm down. He gets up and he leaves and he gets on a motorbike and he goes off. And
this is so filmy. Yeah. It really is, right?
I've never seen Love Island. Is that what this is like?
Kind of, yeah. There's kind of rear involved as well. And so I'm talking to the landlady and the girl in the room, and two of the other housemates have come downstairs. Not everyone was in. And I've just gone, look, he's clearly got he fell in love with her. Right. And then I spoke to her and said, what has happened? And she said, I kissed him and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be with him and I think I've led him on. And then we've gone, okay, but the way he's acting is completely out of control.
Yeah, don't blame yourself.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So about an hour...
We all kissed a crackhead once in a while, haven't we? We've all done it.
What are you going to do? It's crack. He gets out of...
Oh, I tell you what, kissing him's very Moorish.
Yeah, he comes back. Now, me and the landlady are at odds because I'm telling her that, obviously, he has to go. We can't have somebody in the house who's violent and he's high on crack and whatever. He has to go. It's basic. He comes back without the motorbike and he's a bit grazed up. So I'm guessing he fell off his motorbike. Something's happened. He comes back. They didn't want to phone the police. The landlady didn't want to phone the police. And I'm like, we're going to phone the police because, you know, what am I going to do? What if I wasn't here? What would have happened? Because everybody else, they're not going to do anything. So
do you think the landlady's doing something illegal that she, like, is she illegally subletting she might be the place?
I don't know what the landlady... The thing about the landlady... We'll come to the landlady.
I'm sorry, by the way, if you emailed in. We're not going to get to any very us this week.
The landlady is also blocked on my WhatsApp. It's, it's pretty... Anyway, we'll come back to the landlady.
Sure.
So he comes back.
You're still living in this place?
Yeah. But she comes back to the...
What?
Don't skip ahead. Don't skip ahead.
Still there. He comes back to the house... And it's the same again.
He goes
again. He's just like effing and blinding at everybody. I don't care. And he's having a go at me. He's like, they don't like you in this house, Darren, because you don't talk to anyone.
Yes.
And all this sort of
stuff. He starts telling some home truths.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. That's fine. We don't really talk. It's fine. There's bigger fish to fry right now.
Sure. You probably keep very different hours to everybody else.
Really
as well.
Really. I don't keep crack hours.
Sure. Yeah.
Actually, I might keep crack hours as a comedian.
I think you do. Yeah. I think I do.
That's the reason the only person you know is the crackhead.
Stand-ups keep crack hours.
I don't know the name of anybody else in the flat. The crackhead, yeah, I'm sure. I'm friends with him. He's the other one up at 4 in the morning.
The police come. The two police officers come and the police go to him, right, you've got to leave for the night or whatever. You can't stay here. He walks off. As they're trying to take a statement from her and us, he then comes back and the police have to arrest him. But they have to like physically swing him around on the floor outside. It's a whole thing because he's resisting arrest, basically.
Sure.
So then they arrest him and they put him in cuffs and they put him at the station. And again, I'm trying to tell the landlady, listen, he has to go. Now, the landlady is having a go at me during all of this. I seem to be the problem because I'm the one out of everyone who's like, this is mental, man. Yeah. He's kicking the door down. He's on crack. Why are you having to go at me for? Well, I'm telling you, he's a legit problem. Anyway. Yeah.
What have you got to do to lose your deposit in this place? I lost my deposit in my last place because the oven wasn't clean.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Wow.
I wasn't on crack.
That DPS scheme really, there's quite some fire and theft on that, man. Do what you want on it. And so the next day, I come back from a gig. And I walk in and he's in the kitchen with all of them. And it's like, he's like, you know when someone like takes their hat off and he's like holding his hat in his hand and he's like, look, I don't know.
He's busking.
I don't know what happened then. And then again, I'm like the psycho because I'm like.
You're the bad guy.
What is he doing here? Like, make the moves to get rid of him. He was literally trying to get hold of her. I don't know what he would have done, whether it was an attacker, sexually assault her, I don't know. But if I wasn't here, it would have been a whole problem.
Yeah.
And he's still there now. He's still at the house. We just don't talk. It's just like, we completely don't talk. Like it's almost as if he's not.
What?
There.
And have you spoken again to the landlady? I mean, I know she's
I've spoken to the landlady.
And is the girl still there?
The girl is still there now because for the past, 6 months after that,
Darren,
up until early this year.
Have you got off with her?
Got off with her. I haven't heard that in ages. Did you piece her in the park?
Did you pass?
Oh, mate. They never spoke. And only now are those two having some sort of a speaking relationship. She's got a new boyfriend now who obviously doesn't know what's going on. But in the house, it's weird because the thing is, he's very much a people person. And that's what crack does. Like, he'll take the bins out.
That's what crack does.
He'll get a barbecue going.
Really?
He's way more loved in the house than me, even after all of that. Because...
You need to chill out, man.
You need to do some crack, mate. Get yourself on the crack.
I just have to do some crack. And Yeah, as far as I know, he said that he's going to rehab and he's doing all that. And I don't know.
Well, good for him.
Have you seen him there because you're there giving up Diet Coke?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I'm giving up Diet Coke. It's like, you know what? There's no point now. I might as well stop. There's no Diet Coke at the house. But the thing is now, there's only five of us at the house who know
what happened,
whereas the other four people are new. So
they don't really know the backstory.
They don't know the backstory of what's going on. In fairness to him, he's been okay since then, but I don't talk to him because my thing is, if I have to wrestle you in the house, we can't hang out.
Yeah, that's a line in the sand, isn't it? Yeah. Wrestling someone to the ground in the...
And I literally had a phone call before I got here about new places. I have been looking. It's just a bit... I'm just a bit late on it. And then the girl next door to me, the couple next door, they were there when it happened. They were there that day.
Right.
And they did absolutely nothing. I mean, the boyfriend did absolutely nothing. I remember my phone fell out and he just picked my phone off. It was like, he just did nothing.
I mean, that's nice. And,
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
And then he sold it.
I guess.
I bought crap.
But the couple next door to me, they now fight as well.
What? Oh,
and I've heard things breaking and smashing.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if you've ever been in a house before where you hear like a domestic going on.
Yeah.
And you can hear that they're clearly fighting. And you're like, oh, God, do I have to step in? And we've had to step in before for those two having... I mean, it happens every few months, but you'll just hear bangings and things getting smashed. And
you're looking to move out, but you really shouldn't move out. You're the guy who's holding this house together.
I really am. It's very underrated what I do.
If you go, what's going to happen?
It would be like if Batman left Gotham.
Yeah.
You've got to stay there, man. Otherwise, that house is in deep shit. You're the glue that's holding it together.
It's a very odd house share where not everybody gets along. And I think it's because when it comes to new people moving in, we have no say over it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You can't vet those people.
Yeah, so it's... I remember one time we had, before the couple next door to me moved in, the one who fight, we had a bunch of people who I think were from Greece, but there was five of them in one room.
Oh,
two couples.
The landlady is definitely up to no good.
That's
here.
The reason the landlady...
But they couldn't speak English. Yeah. There was no English spoken by any of them, so it was just... It was so weird. It was a weird, like, 3 months of them living in this house.
And they're all crammed into one.
And they're all crammed into
place.
One room.
Oh, that's bad. Have you ever lived anywhere else than this house while you were in London?
No.
You need to move out, mate.
I know this. See, I think I'm so war torn and battered. Like when I get my own place, I'm gonna have a fridge, but I'll only use the top half because that's what I'm used to having. I have no idea. It's gonna be just so empty at the bottom of a fridge,
just hiding in your room.
It really is an odd house shit. There's been some crazy people in...
What part of town is this? Is
Wembley.
Wembley?
Yeah, I'm in Wembley. So my friend lived there and a room came spare. I moved there and then she's been gone now for maybe 4 years.
Yeah, she had the right idea.
Yeah. She left and now... but yeah, there's been quite a few different characters in there. You never know much about them. You never learn much about them because everyone just sort of does their own thing. You only meet in the kitchen, if anything. And then that's it.
Or when you're throwing them onto a table.
Or when you're throwing them.
That's not the time to ask, by the way, what's your name?
Where are you from, by the way? We've never really chatted.
I'm Darren, pleased to meet you.
Maybe a pub quiz team? That's what it needs.
It needs some sort of bonding, you know. Maybe let's not bring alcohol into it. Maybe let's go like, you want like a game of Rounders or something.
No bats.
And then my girlfriend at the time broke up with me and I think it might have had something to do with
because
that.
Because of that.
Because she was like terrified of what was... I was like, it's not like this normally.
You just described it to us. It's like it all the time.
I mean, I don't get involved. I just tell them normally to stop doing that or shut up.
Or wrestle them to the ground.
If
she's not going to stick with you after seeing you put a guy through a table, then she wasn't for you, mate.
Yeah.
You need someone who's going to swoon at that.
That is true. Yeah.
I mean, I swooned.
I think we all want to date you now. For a lot of people, that is... I mean, that's very attractive. If I saw my wife... I mean, I love my wife very much, but if I saw her slamming a crackhead to the ground, I'd be like, didn't think I could love you more. But there it is.
My suplex.
There it is. Shall we try and solve somebody else's beefs?
Yeah,
because
sure.
Because I think some of those beefs are beyond solving. aside from maybe just move out. It's the moral dilemma. Do you move out and let them just kill each other?
No, I'm okay with that.
Okay, fine. Move out. Beef solved.
Beef solved.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness.
If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, I Don't Want a Sock DJ. It's got a title.
He's given it a title.
It's a lovely reference.
Who's this from?
This is from Joe, brackets front names only.
Thank you, Joe.
Good to know.
Joe. He says...
Joe with an E?
Yes.
Good to know.
In this day and age.
and with an O.
Oh. Ooh,
but no, J. Hi. Hi, Ben, Matthew.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hi, Ben, Matthew, Tom, and Corsham team. Imagine, if you will, a flatmate who thinks odd socks are still quirky after 1995. Imagine such a thing, guys. Imagine another flatmate who will steal your perfectly paired socks. Imagine another flatmate who never washes any socks and will regularly pick up socks from the floor, sniff them, and then say, that'll do, before putting dirty socks on. This feels like a real come down after the crash.
This is the problem with this episode now, is that we've got someone sniffing dirty socks and you think, yeah, fine, live and let live.
Is he using that sock as a tourniquet before he does? Because if he isn't, then I'm not interested.
Little twist in the tail, though. Combine those three flatmates and you get my one partner of 7 years.
Whoa, what a twist.
She is driving me insane.
That is an M. Night Shyamalan style.
That's a proper M. Night Shyamalan stuff.
Yeah, that was a real twist.
So a proper twist. So Joe says his partner is wearing old socks. I mean, that's who cares about that?
I mean, yeah. Come on. That's not a thing.
Do you ever wear odd socks, Clarky?
On occasion... I don't like to.
Yeah, same here. There's something about wearing odd socks. I feel like my whole day is going to be odd.
Just don't feel like you've got your life together.
You're going to be off kilter for the entire day. When I was in my 20s, probably, I just bought all white socks. That's what I did.
Like Einstein.
Is that what Einstein?
Yeah. Well, Einstein had the same outfit of clothes. So he bought himself 50 suits, 50 shirts. 50 socks. So he said he never wanted to use his brain for anything other than what he was trying to do with his work. So he just knew, I'm going to wear that today.
So that's what Steve Jobs did.
Same with me, yellow t-shirts.
Is that right?
Einstein, Jobs, Parry.
The Holy Trinity.
The big three.
The Holy Trinity of genius.
Yeah.
Has it helped?
I really like not having to think, what am I going to wear today?
Sure.
I just go in. Fair. I've got all yellow t-shirts that I like. Go in, yellow t-shirt, jumper on, off we go. I've got lots of different jumpers.
that's the thing, yeah.
Spend about 2 hours on my jumpers.
That's the thing. Do you have yellow t-shirts that you are particularly fond of, though? Or do you just try not to? You love them like your
it's
kids?
Just a yellow.
Yeah, it's just like, I make sure they're all the kind of, they're all the same colour yellow that I like.
Yep.
The designs, else I don't have them in my cupboard.
Is this how you love your kids? It's kind of nonchalance. Yeah, they're all fine.
No. You don't play favourites, basically.
Yes.
Because if you start playing favourites with your t-shirts, let's forget the kids analogy for the moment and let's stick with the t-shirts before I say anything that makes me seem like a bad parent. I only have one kid, so I can't play favourites. But
weirdly, you don't have a favourite. That's actually more damaging.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound better.
That sounds worse.
I've only got one kid.
You're right. That does sound much worse. I do. I love my daughter.
Don't worry, she's not listening.
She is listening.
Oh.
Because Charlie will play this while she's breastfeeding. So it's all going in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
It's all going in.
Yeah.
Hello, Cleo.
Hey, Cleo. But basically, I'm saying that you don't want to have any particular favourite yellow t-shirt that you go, actually, I wish that one wasn't in the wash.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah, otherwise, the system falls apart. Because they've all got different logos. They're not playing yellow t-shirts.
No. I mean, I just think socks-wise,
Thanks for bringing it back.
Oh, that's right. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. Sorry. For a second, I thought it was...
That jogged my memory as well then. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I think socks-wise, that's a really good move. Yes. Loads of the same socks. Off you go, don't think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did the same thing a while back, but...
Have you got partners who... Have you ever been told off for balling up your socks when you put them into the laundry?
Yes. Yeah.
That's supposed to be a big no-no.
I try not to do that anymore.
But then you don't have the joy of balling it up and...
Yeah, that's
throwing it in.
I was in, like, throwing it into the laundry?
Yeah. It's half the joy of doing your laundry.
Why then you can
I can't throw them in.
You just unball it when you.
I have to
you have to just feed it.
Feed it in. I wish I could ball it in. Yeah.
Have you got like a laundry trapdoor?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
A little laundry trapdoor.
A little laundry trapdoor.
There used to be. Have you ever lived in a place that had a rubbish trapdoor?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
My grand's flat has a rubbish trapdoor, and it used to be like. I mean. Now I think about it, she must have been delighted. When we went over, we'd be like, can we take the bins out, please?
That would be a treat.
That would be our treat. She's like, yeah, you can take the bins out. So every time we come over, we get to take the bins out. And that was the special treat.
Wow. Really. It was a tough childhood in Bromley, wasn't it?
The South. You should have grown up in the Midlands, mate.
I know. It would have been a lot friendlier.
Okay, so look, we're not that bothered about the odd socks bit. That's what
not
we're
that bothered
no.
by the odd socks.
Okay,
no.
So odd socks
stricken from the record.
Yeah, stricken from the record.
Okay, steal your perfectly paired socks.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want someone stealing your socks.
I actually think that's quite cute when your partner nicks your clothes and wears them. I always think it's kind of like a sign of endearment. And you kind of go, "I'm wearing something of yours."
I think that's
my wife's bra.
I agree with that.
Pantyhose.
I agree with that though. I think it is quite sweet.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
If you can fit into the same clothes, it's quite.
If like your partner's sleeping in your boxers or.
Oh,
you know.
What? Oh, that's I've never done that. But yeah, sure. That's
you know, that sort of thing.
I feel like you've got frilly knickers on under there.
You're finding out what I'm into.
Have you ever swapped underwear with your partner to sleep in? Because I imagine silk pants, very comfortable to sleep in.
Yeah, silk sheets, silk pants.
Silk sheets, silk pants, yeah.
All silk all the time.
Yeah.
Silk socks? Let's move on. So I actually don't, I think that one's stricken from the record as well.
Do you know what? I think that's okay as well, but I get the feeling, Clarky, you don't.
Yeah, my partner would steal my trainer socks, and that I found annoying.
Right. Is that
because then I had no trainer socks left?
How many pairs did you have?
Get yourself some more trainer socks, bro.
Yeah,
I know. But I kept
you're
doing
earning
that.
Money. It's like get some more trainer socks.
You could do you one pair. You could buy your own.
Because if you only got one pair of trainer socks, they're
going
to be
got
in the wash.
More than one pair.
Oh, then what's your beef?
Because gradually over time, and also the other thing is, all the trainer socks are white. The whitewash is less often.
Sure.
And also trainer socks, they're not filling a wash up.
I'm not putting that's
a good point.
I'm not putting the white trainer socks in the white wash.
No.
I just whack them in the normal
that's
wash.
What I was
they're trainer
that.
Socks.
I do, yeah, I don't
they're
do
gonna,
that. Yeah,
they're gonna get grey after all. They're gonna get grey after a while, but you don't see them. They're trainer socks.
Yeah. The whole point
they're
of trainer
they're designed
socks.
To not be seen. It doesn't matter what colour they
if
are.
If he's done you there, that's absolutely true. You've not got a leg to stand on with that.
I've not got a foot to stand on, mate.
I'm on your side there, but yeah, that's science.
That's science.
That's science right there.
You know why I'm able to do that science? Because I wear the same clothes every single day. Just like Einstein.
One's stricken from the record as well. As am I. Two strikes.
I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. The crack story was a tough act to follow, but you're really you're being rinsed here, mate.
Okay. Never washes any socks and regularly picks them up from the floor, sniffs them and says that'll do before putting them on. I say unacceptable.
Who puts socks all over the floor though?
Well, also that's a double whammy, isn't
it? Yeah.
Don't put your socks on the floor. Don't sniff them. Don't put on dirtier ones.
You must still, do you sniff? I do.
I sniff.
I do sniff and put back.
I sniff items
sniff sometimes.
Oh, you sniff them and put them back in the drawer.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What
if they've
worn them?
Yeah. If they're still good.
No.
If you and pants.
I can't put them back in a drawer.
What? No.
I don't put them back in the drawer.
No. You can do that with a t-shirt. You can do that with a shirt. Not with underwear.
I think t-shirts. Bear in mind, I put on a t-shirt in the morning and then I
sniff
wear it.
Put it back
that night in bed.
So do babies.
Just to clarify for the listener, dear,
we're not allowed in any hospitals anymore, are you?
As long as he puts them back, it's okay. Sniff and put back's fine. So we're just going to clarify what articles of clothing it's okay to sniff and put back. Okay.
Yes.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Anything that isn't underwear.
I'm going to say, yeah, pants and socks, not okay. Just because I never feel like, I never get two wears out of a T-shirt. I think, right. Crucially, I've got a lot of T-shirts. You know the T-shirts that, and this is bad, where the armpits are going a little bit crispy?
Yeah.
I'm not a sweaty man overall, but the crucial areas do really sweat. The crucial areas really make up for, you know, the forehead and the rest.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to have a very quick, I'm going to put a case forward for you guys. I want to see if you're going
to reject
it or not.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. This whole underwear, not wearing it more than once thing.
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of the environment, the amount of washes we do, the amount of energy we're using is actually detrimental. And the amount of clothes that we wash that we don't need to. So I'd put forward the argument, do you wash your pajamas after one night's sleep?
No.
No. Your pajamas are having as much contact with your genitals for the same amount of time as your underwear.
I don't have pajamas.
Yeah, I have pajamas. Okay. I'm in the hospital.
Back to the hospital again.
Do you live in a hospital? Is that why it's so full of mental people? There's this girl in the next ward. I mean, actually, now that I say it, I do live in a hospital.
Darren sleeps in a backless gown, don't you?
Pajamas, it's not expected. You're not expected to wash your pajamas every day.
I agree.
You have a hell of a lot of contact with your genitals.
I've considered this point. But
the great thinker, Clarkie Spicks.
But I think that you're out, it's for public consumption, man. You're out and about.
I agree.
Socks, your underwear's for public consumption.
It certainly is.
It's like bed sheets.
If you wear dirty socks, you have stinky shoes.
It's a good point. You make a good point. Yeah,
and that's a bad knock-on effect.
It's true. And if you take your shoes off, right? If I were to take my shoes off in public,
he has considered this.
Yeah, he has. He's thought me through. And I back you on this.
Can you picture him sat on his balcony, pipe in hand? Not a normal pipe. It's not a Diet Coke can. Not a Diet Coke can crushed up. Can I ask a question? Was that the housemate who saw you on telly talking about himself? If he was high at the time. That must have been such a weird...
It's surreal.
Imagine him sat in his room. You just had a toke on some crack. You put on the telly. The guy from across the road is like on telly talking about you.
Yeah.
You'd just think it wasn't real, would you?
Start jonesing out.
You'd probably quit at that point, right?
Yeah. But that's it. If
it's
it was
never
going to
get any better than this.
He'd like look at his crap and be like, I'm giving up. it's like the equivalent of the reverend. like looking at a whiskey.
I love the way he's looking at his crack bottle as if to go, yep. Definitely crack. Still crack I'm smoking. Chuck it away.
Some good crack.
Tell you what.
What's in this stuff?
But I think there's crack in my crack. I think in terms of socks, I reckon you're right. If you take your shoes off in someone's house and you're wearing 2-day-old socks.
Okay, that one is allowed to stand.
We're allowed to stand.
Okay. So he's had two of those cases stricken from the record, but one is upheld.
Yes,
okay.
One is upheld. I think that's...
So that's 2-1.
It's pretty good.
So it's more... She's all right. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
I think it's a... Well, it's compromise, isn't it? You've got to... What we're saying to Joe is you've got to chill out about the odd socks, all right? Firstly, wearing the odd socks, live and let live. You know, if she wants to rock it Timmy Mallett style, that's great.
I'm going to say she sounds like a bit of a one, and I'm quite enjoying her. She sounds like she's a real character.
Yeah.
She doesn't mind mixing it up. Yeah. I think Joe needs this person in his life.
Do you know what I think?
I think she's the most interesting thing about Joe, and I think her friends know that. Say her name's, I don't know, Susan.
Sure. Could be Susan. Why not?
Joe's going to turn up at people's houses, and the first question he's going to get is Susan with you? Is Susan coming?
Yes, yeah, the fun half of the couple.
Like, Joe, you bringing Susan tonight? Oh, just
Joe,
you?
Joe, where's your socks?
Oh, they're ankle socks. Oh, okay. But I reckon that's what's going on here, is Joe's partner's the interesting one. And it's just Joe's coming.
So Joe's the square.
Yeah.
Susan's the...
And I think you need that in your life, Joe. You need that bit of pep.
I tell you what I think Susan might be. One of those ladettes. You read about these days, you know,
maybe,
like Zoe Ball and Sarah Cox.
I did mention it's you know, it was still quirky in 1995.
She takes off
her England jersey, puts her
absolutely.
She's trapped in the 90s.
I think she's trapped in the 90s. I think she's Badil and Skinner unplanned. I love it. No, I
think you've brought a certain bias to this by trying to turn it back to the Haitian days of the 90s. Tell you what this reminds me of. TFI Friday. Does it?
Let's call her Sock Spice.
Sock Spice. I love it. I think Live and Let Live on those first two. Yep. I think if little things like that bother you, then you need to take a chill pill.
Yeah, Joe. Joe, Sock Spice is where it's
take
at.
Some bloody chill crack.
Open a can of Diet Coke, pour it into the streets.
Energy crack. Energy crack, man. That would sell, wouldn't
energy
it?
Energy crack,
sell.
Yeah.
Open and closed, shut beef case?
Open and closed, shut beef case.
Beef closed. Is it beef closed?
It's beef sold.
Beef sold. I don't listen to this.
Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
WhatsApp-based beef. Dear Matthew, Ben and Tom.
Hi.
Now, it's implied that it's dear guest. I don't need to feel excluded here.
No, it's like being in my house share.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I was worried about. I don't need to stand up and put Clarkie through the table. Okay, so in future, guys, when you're writing in...
Yes, this is what I was going to say, yeah.
Dear Matthew, Ben and Tom and Corsham team and our beloved guest.
And our beloved guest.
You can... Beloved's optional, but it's nice to hear.
Yeah, sure.
It's nice to be beloved. Welcome. First off, thank you all so much for the podcast over the years. Pappy's is by far my favourite podcast.
Oh, love it.
And I'm so thrilled that you're now releasing them weekly. Oh. Whappan! My flatmate, brackets, also known as my husband.
Can I just say, did she put the Whappan in there?
Oh, no, sorry, the Whappan. The Whappan was me. Oh, I haven't Whappaned in years. My flatmate, close brackets, also known as my husband, open brackets. So I put the brackets the wrong way around.
Just to check this person. What's their name, by the way?
It is anonymous, front names only. Please don't read my name. It will highlight my husband's bad behaviour if any of his family listen. Feel free to give me a new name.
Darren, what's her new name?
Her name is Beverly.
Beverly.
Great, glamorous.
Here's Bev.
My flatmate, also known as Anonymous, lived together for 12 years. During this time, many things have changed. We've moved house twice, had two children, changed jobs 5 times between us, and made it through many of life's hard times together. God, this is like the start of the film Up, isn't it?
I love it. This is great. You really painted like, a picture,
this is the
Bev.
Montage?
Yeah.
However, little did we know. Where we
does it end the same way?
Little did we know we're waiting for a routine checkup.
Okay, well, I might be able to take this.
Little did we know when we met 13 years ago that a pesky little app called WhatsApp would cause us such trouble.
Oh yes,
the WhatsApp troubles started in a family group. Of course, it was a family group.
We've done this.
Of which myself, my mother, my siblings, and my husband were members. It was a standard group: pictures of kids, general family chit chat, and making Christmas arrangements.
Sorry, can we just back up? Can I just check who? So it's the fat the husband and wife and the kids and a mother.
The WhatsApp trouble started in a family group of which myself, my mother, my siblings. So this is the white. This is Beverly's family. Basically.
Beverly's family. Okay,
but her husband's in there as well,
and the kids.
Pictures of the kids, general family, chit-chat and making Christmas arrangements. My husband was not keen on the group and commented, bad chat, in the group chat before leaving the group.
Huge move.
That is a mic drop.
That is fighting in a room and leaving.
Bad chat.
That's a big one.
That is
putting the WhatsApp group through a table.
It really is. It's the biggest dick swing you can do in WhatsApp.
I know. It's also a great example of a spondee. Lovely spondee.
What's a spondee?
Two exaggerated words next to each other, two single syllable words, and the stress is on both of them.
It's basically a Trump tweet, that is.
Bad chat.
Bad chat.
Bad chat.
Wow.
I've never heard that word before. Spondee.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
By the way, this show is sponsored by Spondees.
Yes. Well. Okay, so. While this caused some awkward smoothing over of the family relationships by me, it blew over and we all managed to move on. This is the start. Fast forward to a year ago, husband's mother's family set up a WhatsApp group.
Oh, hello.
My husband was added, as was I. It is a large group with family living all around the UK, and there are a lot of messages, pictures, and videos, which I like, so all of the family can keep in touch.
Great.
Lovely. Nice.
Lovely, nice. Yeah. That's the best use of WhatsApp, I think. Yeah. Keeping people together, sharing photos, it's great.
Slightly annoyingly, a large group of the family live in North Wales. I'm starting to think this might be my family.
There's a reason Ben's anonymous.
It is not their location that is a problem. More that they use the group to arrange small meetups. Auntie Jo, are you in if I pop up now? Steph, can I borrow your rake? This became the standard use of the group over one fateful month, and the annoyance levels of my husband went through the roof. He left the group, leaving me in it. I made polite excuses. He's having phone problems. I'll add him again as soon as it is started. But he never wanted to be re-added.
Oh, wow.
My husband now has no idea what is going on with his family. When his great aunt died, a group of his family chipped in for flowers for the funeral. My husband wanted no part of this, and I was stuck in the group pretending that his phone was still broken and that I was relaying his messages. I didn't attend the funeral as our children were so young at the time and the funeral was so far away, but I had to brief my husband on the flowers he had chosen and contributed financially towards. I was beyond furious. We recently attended a wedding in North Wales, and again I had to brief my husband about the names of his cousin's children and show him all the pictures so he knew who was who on the day.
Oh no.
I fully respect my husband's choices to either be in or out of a WhatsApp group. However, this should not be at my expense. Is it really my duty as his spout to effectively act as his PA, reading messages for him and giving him the highlights? Beef Brothers, I put it to you that my husband should not be allowed to have his cake and eat it too. If he wants out of the group, we should admit to his family that he is not in the group. If he wants the family information, he should rejoin the group. Many thanks in advance of your kind assistance. Kind regards, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Don't read my name. It will highlight my husband's bad behaviour if any of his family listen. Well, feel free to give me a new name. If I listen to this and I'm in the family, I'm going to know who Bev is.
Yeah, well, also, you've given names of the family in the messages. Steph's in there.
And she's got a rake.
Steph's, right.
Oh, yeah, old rakey Steph.
It doesn't sound like he doesn't want to be in the WhatsApp group. It sounds like he doesn't want to be in the family. Yeah. That's nothing to do with them.
Your uncle's died. I don't care.
Yeah,
your cousin's had a baby. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I appreciate if you've got a big family, sometimes it's hard to keep abreast of what everyone's up to, and I'm always really blown away when my cousins know what like Charlie's up to at work, you know. Yeah. like when you go, oh, that's a big leap to be like not just knowing what I'm doing but also knowing what my wife is doing and stuff like that, so that's always impressive. So I always feel bad that I'm not necessarily across what like their partners might be doing.
Yeah.
So I always think that's good, but at the same time this guy doesn't seem like he wants to meet them. Like, these are his actual blood relatives.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like he's very close with them, and the whole not she's having to pay financially for just like flowers and all that.
Buy flowers for dead relatives that he's not going to contribute to.
Has he just got a problem with
technology?
WhatsApp? Yeah, or technology, or like.
Yeah, but no.
Do you think he'd be happier?
He said bad chat.
Bad chat.
He's got a problem with bad chat.
He likes GIFs and memes. he's very much a millennial. I mean,
in that case, I'm on his side.
Yeah. Do you think he has them on Facebook?
It doesn't seem like it. Because Facebook now, I don't know if this is the case for you, for a lot of people now, is a sprawling mess.
Yeah,
I don't know who half the people are I'm friends with on Facebook. If you do follow me on Facebook, thank you very much. But I've got no idea who these people are.
I judge them by how many mutual friends we've got in common.
Yeah, but then in comedy.
Yeah, oh, it's horrendous.
In comedy.
Yeah. We've got 300 mutual friends. Okay, yeah. I've never met you.
I've never met you. You know, it's someone who, also as well, there are lots of people who are fans of comedy who have gone and befriended 300 comics,
yeah,
and then
true.
They befriend you, and you go, "Oh, I must know this person." And then it turns out that they don't. But yeah, Facebook's a mess.
Is what we're looking for here? Do we need to give Bev like? So far, she said his phone's broken.
Yeah, we need to get more excuses.
What's Bev gonna? What can Bev do in that? Like, could she say, "Oh, we're going on a screen sabbatical. My husband's turning his, you know, and I'm going to have to support him in this. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
cheers, everyone. Bye."
Let's hope he doesn't have a very active Twitter or anything like that. But also, she says she likes the photos and she likes the chat. So do you know what, Bev? I think you should stay. You should stay in the group. Throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Throw him under the bus. Just say sorry. I've chatted to him about this. He couldn't give less of a shit.
Yeah.
So, you know why are you why are you picking up the slack?
He also said buy your own flowers.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I feel for Bev though. I mean, I'm sure we all do. That's tough. That
does it sound like her husband's a bit of a douche?
He does sound like a bit of a douche.
He does in this circumstance.
He just sounds like he's a bit of a douche with family stuff.
Yeah,
his great aunt died. A group of his family chipped in for flowers. My husband wanted no part of this. Douche.
Yeah.
Because also, bear in mind, if a group of you are chipping in for flowers, I know flowers are expensive, but if there's a big enough group, it's not going to break the bank, is it?
Also, she's dead, so it doesn't have to be great.
Exactly. Exactly.
It has to be the most fancy flowers.
Grab a couple of daisies from outside, whack them on the coffin, off she goes.
Darren, are you a douche? Okay, so final advice to Bev.
I think she's got to stay.
I think we need to be careful here because we don't want to break up a 12-year marriage.
I don't think we'd break up a 12-year marriage. I just think that she can't be doing his dirty work.
Yeah.
She can't be, like, if he's saying I don't want any part of it, he has to say that to them. He can't say that to her and you know, the messenger gets
personally
shot.
I think they know. I think the fam, they're aware of him. Yeah. This is not a one-off. I think they're just waiting for her to just say what it is. Yeah, he just doesn't want to be in a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
There's always one in a family.
Yeah, old Uncle Douche.
Yeah, they want nothing to do with it.
Uncle Douche.
Bev, just tell them. They get it. They'll go, yeah, we know.
They'll know.
And actually, then once you've opened the floodgates, you can have a good laugh in behind his back. This is a two-page email that Bev has sent us here. Yeah. She's got a lot of this on her chest. She's carrying the weight on her shoulders. If you and Steph could have a good chuckle about it, then you're laughing.
Yes.
I mean, that's the definition of a chuckle.
Oh, well, there we go. That we got there in the end.
Yeah, I reckon.
Good chat. Solved. Beef closed.
Beef solved. Oh. Even Darren knows
the catchphrase.
Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
All right. So in this final section of the podcast, what we normally do, Darren, is we get Fanshawe Standen, Tom's Deep South lawyer friend, to solve a problem about a flat share-based beef of your own. Now, it's pretty complex, your beef.
Yeah.
So let's just bring him out here and see what he has to say. All right. You go and get him.
I'll go and get him now.
Oh. Well. Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, pleasure to be here. My good friend Darren over there, first time caller, long time fan of you. Yeah, I'm a long time fan of you.
Been a fan of Darren Harriott's for a long time. Fair enough.
Well,
this is great.
Listening outside there to your travails about this place where you live, hell, upstairs, downstairs, in the ladies' chamber, kind of got me thinking about a place where I come from, small town, simple folk there, out there in the hills. Reminded me of a little story. Yeah, a mate of mine went by the name of Paul Ham. Paul Ham.
He's a Spondy.
Yeah, Spondy himself. Hell yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Poor Ham there had himself a good idea one day. Money maker. Chance to get out of town. He wasn't a fan of the town. Real shame.
That's the two things I enjoy the most. Getting out of town and making money.
He wanted to make money and get out of town. Started going round town, shooting his mouth off, telling the folks, I got me an idea to get out of here. Got no time for you, Timmy Tam. You probably remember Timmy Tam.
Yeah, he's a small biscuit.
Small biscuit. Small biscuit, big trousers. That's what they said about Timmy Tam. Anyway, Paul Ham, shouting the mouth off, goes into the tavern, starts causing a ruckus there. Price of beef. Oh, no one likes to be told about the price of beef around here. Shouting his mouth off, wearing his fancy coat. I'm getting out of town, he says. 2 days later, Sunday morning, he's in church.
Oh.
Wearing his pants.
Can I ask, had he washed them first, or is it a second day wear of pants?
Paul Ham, second day wear.
Oh.
Hey, Paul, where's all your money gone? Someone says. It was me. Well, cut a long story short, Fanshawe, I ate it. What? Well, Paul had ate all his money. No more going out of town for Paul Ham. Still lives there. No one talks to him. What I'm trying to tell you, Darren, is you should never eat money. Not wise. Anyway, I've got to go now. Bye.
Really impressive work.
It's interesting what Fanshawe said today.
I think
that really helped me as well. Really, really helped me on my gosh.
It was a strange tale, but you know, don't eat money.
Is that what he got to?
Yeah, that's sort of where he ended up.
Which is good advice.
Yeah.
In general.
I mean, I ate £1.20 in coins.
My housemate is pretty much smoking
money. He's smoking money, yeah.
Maybe there's something in
there. Maybe there's a link.
But then, you know, food costs money.
Things cost money.
Yeah. So we're no closer to the answer than we were when he started. But thanks, fan. Something to chew on.
Might occur to us in the next couple of days.
Beef shut. How about that?
Sure, yeah.
Beef shut.
The old catchphrase.
Beef shut. Beef shut, not solved. We'll come back to that beef.
Yeah.
We'll reopen it.
Darren, will you come back on in like a few months' time so you can keep us updated on this house situation?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like
this is a soap opera that we need a part of.
Yeah, I will. It always gets a bit worse around Christmas, I think.
A Christmas special.
Yeah.
Do you put a Christmas tree in the flat?
No. Where? In the middle of the kitchen.
Maybe that would bring the flat together.
Maybe.
Carol singing.
Maybe that's the thing.
But I feel like there'd be like a kitty for it.
And then
it'd
steal the kitty.
Yeah, it'd be weird if the kitty. Yeah.
Smoke the kitty. Smoke the tree. Mm-hmm. Eat the kitty, smoke the tree.
Eat the money.
Get it.
Beef shut.
Wowee.
Strong.
Ooh. There's a lot going on.
You know what? It's really got me in the mood for some crack.
Yeah, and why not try crack? If you enjoyed the episode, go out and treat yourself some crack, but also leave a review on iTunes for our episode.
In fact, smoke some crack and then leave the review. And see if it, come on, it's got to be, if you're on crack, this is a 5-star podcast.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Also support the Patreon. We can't do this without your support. We love our Patreon community. Go out, smoke some crack, get on Patreon, and then donate some money.
Also, follow us at Pappy's Tweet, where you can also tweet us your beefs. Find us on Facebook, Pappy's Flat Show on Facebook. And if you can't do any of those things, then just recommend us to your friends, because we thrive.
I was going to say, but just smoke
just
some crack.
Just smoke some crack, guys.
If you are going to smoke some crack, though, please do be honest about it.
Yeah, guys, if you're going to send us some crack in the P.O. box, please do be honest, guys. In fact, actually, don't be honest. Don't leave a paper trail. Have a wonderful week. We will see you next time. Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call, which is a great one this week.
Always
a great one. But finally, this episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team!
Cheers, everyone. Bye!
People who care and those who don't, please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Please drink responsibly.
She couldn't be any fairer. It's Sarah.
Let me tell you the tale of the man who was once destroyed by the famous Gorgon. He had big hair, he played the lute. His name was once Mr. Stephen Morgan.
That was good, actually.
What's his name now, do you think?
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
For the Gorgon did change his name.
Let me tell you a story about a man who travelled far and wide.
Oh, yes.
He slew the dragon, he drank a flagon.
Hey,
he had a wonderful time.
Hurrah.
And every time I hear this name, it chills me to my bones.
Ooh.
His name, we all know, sing it now. It's Marcus Carlson Jones. Can we stop there? Because I don't think I'm going to do a better one than that. Go on, Clarky.
Once.
Oh.
In a forest far away on the outskirts of a town lived a small boy who grew up with a thirst for gold. He travelled far and wide to try and find enough gold to quench
Jesus Christ.
his thirst. the town he lived on the outskirt was Whitley, and his name was surely known far and wide as Mike Shipley.
Let me tell you the tale, let me tell you true, of a town that once was stricken by a dragon that did a shit on the church, but was killed by my man Rickon.
Oh, dear. Dragon did a shit on the church. I mean, that's
a terrible tale.
Yeah, I mean, no wonder Rickon had to get involved there.
God, thank God for Rickon.
Gather round while I tell thee a tale. Yes. Oh. It will fill thy heart with joy. It's a tale for a child. It's a tale for a man. It's a tale for a girl or a boy.
2019.
It's a tale for everyone non-binary as well. It is a tale I'm happy to tell for those non-binary as well.
Has this tale gone slightly adrift?
I'm sorry. I've forgotten the... I didn't want to tell you, but I've forgotten the tale. Halfway through the tale, I realised...
Oh, no.
Do you reckon a storyteller would ever do that in medieval times? Yeah. Spend so long telling us that he was going to tell a tale. He goes, oh, shit, I've forgotten the tale. Okay. I'll tell thee a tale of a bold and brave and wonderful maiden true. She travelled through this land of ours, and the dragons many she slew.
Hooray!
And every time I hear her name, the pride swells in my bosom.
Oh, yes.
Her name, I think we can all agree, her name is Corin Rusum.
I can agree with that, yeah.
We can agree her name is Corin Rusum. Rusum. Bosom.
There once was a man, brave and true, with his hair so golden straight. He would travel around, he would skip, he would trump, and he'd trump, and dragons he would berate. But once there was one so big and vast that he had to... to this dragon, he had to try and strafe. Of course, he managed it because he is the wonderful James Colbraith.
He strafed the dragon, guys.
He strafed it, man.
Let me tell you a tale, let me tell you true, of a dragon that had piles. So bad they were, he couldn't shit on the church, but he was killed by Joseph Miles.
Oh, no. Poor dragon. Well done for putting it out of its misery, Joseph.
Gather round, O young and old, allow me to tell thee a tale. Yes, I've told it before and I'll tell it again, and also everyone in between. 2019. Whether ye be a small person, whether ye be large, whether ye be old person, whether ye live on a barge, whether ye be of no fixed abode, whether your abode is strong, and whether you live up a tree or whether you're bored of this song, whenever you hear this story, a smile will come over your face. Whenever you... just like the dragon came over mine at the end of a running race.
What a photo finish that was.
At the end of a sports day, as I was winning the three-legged race, believe you me, I couldn't have written it, but a dragon jizzed in my face as I wiped away the dragon jizz. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and I said, "Who will slay this dragon?" And a man stepped forward. It was Ian.
Well, let me tell you a tale, my friends. Gather round me true. Let me tell
you. Gather round you what?
Gather round my true. Let me tell you the tale, my friends. It is about a man. Yes, he is bold and brave and strong. And also, he has nice feet. And with them he used to run around, and that is no mean feat.
Oh my God.
Oh yes, he gives me all the feels. Ah, and his name is Matthew Neal. There you go.
Let me tell you the tale, let me tell you true about the time when a dragon sat on a dragon that sat on a church, and there was Ben! Well, that concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Let me tell you a tale of the roll call that started strong but then went wrong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.